All right. So we have a prayer guide for our families, and we would encourage you to use this. There are some examples on how you can lead your family through this. On the back, there are passages of scripture you can read as a family. Your kids can color them as they complete them to keep track of where we're at. And so we would encourage you not to encourage your kids to fast from food if they're under 12 years of age. So they might cut out sugar or cut something out, but we would encourage them to eat, all right? The rest of us, if you are taking medication where you can't fast from food, we would encourage you to listen to your doctors, but we also would encourage you to maybe pick some sort of food. Our lives are so oriented around food. Three meals a day, eating with friends, all kinds of things, and so we would encourage you, it's fine, I'll just use this. So we would encourage you to pick something. If you don't have to take medication, we would encourage you to pick some sort of food. So anyway, there are guides back there. We have prayer guides. We also have resources back there. There are books. Those are books that have impacted me personally and in the topic of prayer. There was one book, The Hunger for God, from John Piper on fasting and prayer. It got purchased already today. So we'll try to provide some more copies of that particular book. It's on back order right now, so we're working on getting some more of those. But those resources are back there. Please take them. We would ask that you contribute something towards the book, $5 or $10, and just drop it in the offering box that's right back there. And we're going to continue to provide resources back there. There are prayer guides. We'll use those prayer guides on Sunday evening and Thursday night to guide our time in prayer. We would encourage you also to go check out the website and go to mosaicofwinchester.org and go to the information tab, go down to resources. We've provided devotional guides. We've provided the prayer guides that are back there in a PDF form. There's all kinds of resources. Our goal is to resource you for us to corporately do this together. Corporately do this together. And we're going to talk about that more this morning. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 through 18. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. If you wanted a title for the message today, it's this: A Hunger for God. I stole it from John Piper. His whole book is on a hunger for God, and a lot of this is not new It's not original. It comes straight from the Word of God. Hunger for God. And our big idea is this: prayer and fasting are the primary expressions of our hunger for God. Prayer and fasting are the primary expressions of our hunger for God. Now, today we're beginning this 21-day journey together, and you might be thinking, well, why should we do this? In fact, why are we doing this together? Because Jesus tells us not to do it with other people knowing. Well, we're going to talk about that because this isn't the only place that fasting is talked about. But particularly the question is, why prayer and fasting together? I don't want to give you just a few reasons. You don't need to write these down. I just want you to hear these. Because we must develop a desire for God more than anything else. This is why we got to do this together, because we must develop a desire for God more than anything else. More than food, more than another meal out, more than another experience. We need to develop a desire for God more than anything else. We're doing this because we desperately need to be reminded to fix our attention on Christ alone. Not focused on food in Christ, not focused on relationships and hanging out in Christ, but fixing our eyes on Christ alone. Fixing our attention and being reminded that we desperately need this. And because we need to be decidedly resolved to live by our mission and our vision. Our vision here is to live, love, and labor for the glory of Christ. To live. What's more essential to our lives often, and what we're being told to live our lives, is food. And we need to be resolved decidedly as a faith family here at Mosaic that we're going to live by the vision that God has given us. To live, to love relentlessly, to labor for the glory of Christ. So this time together, through the Word, through prayer, through fasting, I hope is a watershed moment for us, Mosaic. That we look back and we say things like this: remember when God spoke to us so plainly. Remember when God opened up our ears and opened up our eyes to what He was doing here in Winchester. Do you remember that when we did that together? We got before our face, on our face before God, and we said, God, we want You more than anything else. Do you remember that? We want that. Remember when we learned about fasting? For some of you, I've already talked to some of you since last Sunday when we announced this. They're like, what's this fasting thing? I've never even heard about that. Remember when we learned about that and together we did that? Remember that? Remember that we learned to desire God more than food, and we learned to be dependent upon Him. Do you remember that? Do you remember when God spoke through the preaching and times of corporate prayer, and we saw people healed, and we saw people saved, and we saw people baptized? There's so much at stake in this 21 days together. And I think, as a pastor, I know a lot of pastors, sometimes we make things a bigger deal than maybe what they really are. But I truly believe that this time together, corporately fasting and praying together, I think it could be something great that we look back and we say, you know, most often we expected too little. We expected too little of God. You see, it's our desire that every single person here today would just take one step. Just one step. For some of you, that step might be, you know what, I'm going to pray 5 minutes a day. For some of you, it's going to be, you know what, I'm going to cut out sugar. For some of you, you're like, I've fasted before, but I'm going to fast completely maybe for 2 or 3 days. For some of you, you've been walking with Jesus for a really, really long time, and this is an opportunity for you to, in desperation, be reminded of when you first came to faith in Jesus, how desperate you were for God. So whatever it is, we want everyone to take a step towards God. And we're going to start in this passage. Matthew chapter 6, we just read it, about prayer and fasting. And we're going to ask some questions this morning. We're going to answer them. What is prayer and fasting? What is it? What's the point of it? And how does it work? And why should we do it? We're going to answer those questions this morning. And whether you're a follower of Jesus here or not, we're going to help answer these questions for you so that we can see what our next step is to following Jesus, pursuing him. Prayer and fasting are the primary expressions of our hunger for God. Number one, our hunger is expressed through desperation. Desperation. Look at what Jesus taught us. He teaches us to pray. He says, when you pray, don't heap up a bunch of empty phrases, but say this, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be worshiped." I don't even think we get the desperation that is in this word, hallowed. Hallowed, God, let your name be more famous than anything else, more famous than my favorite Instagram person that I follow, more famous than the person on television, more famous than a movie star. Let your name be famous. Jesus is teaching us this, that we express our hunger for him through desperate prayers and desperate decisions like fasting. God, we want you more than anything. I remember when I was like 15 or 16 years old, and I was on an AAU basketball team. And that summer, 15, 16 years old, we went around the whole state of Indiana playing basketball, and often even out of the state, going up and down through the southeast region of the United States and playing basketball, 6, 7, 8 games in a weekend. It was crazy. And I remember we were in Anderson, Indiana, and we were playing the number one team in our state, Spies North. They had two teams. They had their own gym, right? They had their own gym just as an AAU team, and there's Spies North, Spies South, and we were playing Spies North. They were the number one team. They had five-star recruits that were going to come out of their AAU team. And I remember we were about to play them in the championship game. We were the Southern Indiana Dogs. And we were a pretty talented team, pretty diverse team. But I remember we were in the locker room. And there was three of us that were Christians. My best friend, Matt McDaniel, he's visited here at Mosaic. And a boy named Matt Traylor, his dad was a pastor in Hanover, Indiana. And me. And we were sitting there. And we didn't suggest this. The people who weren't Christians, they said, "You know what? We really need God. If we're going to play this game, we really need God." So we prayed the Lord's Prayer. "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be..." These guys all knew Scripture. It was crazy. They start quoting Scripture. We start praying this together. And I remember in that particular game, we prayed and we went out and we lost by 50. We lost by 50. You could say that we needed prayer. We needed that prayer, right? And you might be guessing, "Well, I guess that prayer didn't work." I guess it didn't work. Well, here's what's interesting about this prayer is it's not magic words. I think we're often duped into believing that if we just say these words and say them right, that then we will bend God's arm and he will have to answer us. And here's the reality about prayer and fasting. It isn't about bending God's arm and him answering us because we said the right words, but it's about our hearts being bent in desperation before him, saying, "God, we need you more than anything." This prayer and instruction by Jesus is not giving us magic words. This prayer and instruction by Jesus shows us exactly what we are. We are in need. You and I are in need. Look at what he says, verse number 11, "Give us." Verse number 12, "Forgive us." Verse 13, "Lead us and deliver us." Simply put, you and I are in need. We are in desperate need. And nothing expresses our desperate need for God like prayer and fasting. Nothing. Prayer is an expression of our need for God. Fasting is an expression of our need for God. There's no activity in our lives that doesn't require and necessitate prayer. Do you believe that? Do you believe that, Mosaic? That you and I cannot be the spouses that God calls us to be apart from God. That you and I cannot be the parents that God has called us to be apart from God. That you cannot be the business owner that God has called you to be apart from God. That you cannot be a friend that God has called you to be apart from God. That you cannot be an employee or a student apart from God and His help. The truth is that we can't breathe apart from God. We can't move apart from God. Been reminded of this most recently by my mom's brother. His name's Charles. And even as we speak and gather here today, he's in a hospital in Louisville, Kentucky with cancer. And just the simple things my mom has reminded me of, the ability to eat. Put a spoon or a fork in something and raise it to our mouths. That we need God. His strength. You can't serve and love and live and labor for the glory of Christ apart from Him. Apart from daily divine intervention on His part. We are in desperate need of God. And prayer is probably the most crystal clear, critical expressions on a daily basis of the reality that we need God. We need His grace, we need His strength, and we need His empowerment. We need God. So the question then is what does prayerlessness and the lack of fasting in the life of the believer communicate? What does it communicate? It says, I don't need God. I don't need God. I got this. I got this meeting, I got this time, I got this perspective, and I'm good right now. Prayerlessness at its heart is pride. And there have been moments and there's been seasons in my life where prayer was absent and non-existent. And maybe that's where you're at today. And we're just encouraging you just to take one step towards laying down that pride and saying, God, I need you. I need you more than anything. Nothing will help you fight pride in your life like expressing your desperate hunger for God through prayer and fasting. Because we hunger for God. And hunger is expressed through desperate prayers and fasting. Laying aside food and saying, I'm going to feast on you. I need you. I don't know all about it. I need to learn more about it. And we're going to do that together throughout this series. But God, I want to just take one step today, and that is to feast on you. I don't even know what that means, but I'm going to start by reading your word, and I'm going to start by praying together with the people of God. And just maybe you will show up and you will show me what it means to feast on you. So number one, hunger is expressed through desperation. Number two, a hunger expressed in exploration. Simply put, Jesus is showing us here what it looks like to be intimate with God. Our Father. He's showing us this intimate expression between a father and his children to go before God in need, to say, God, I need you. And so we pray and fast to explore our intimacy with God. You see, our greatest need in life is not more stuff. Our greatest need in life is not more experiences. Our greatest need in life is not more trips or more promotions or any of those types of things. Our greatest need in life is more of God. That's our greatest need, more of God, to know God. I think we miss this because we limit our praying to simply asking God for things. God, I need this. I need that. We treat God like he is a click on Amazon, right? Yeah, I need that. Last night, Jessica and I were sitting in the living room. We were finishing up a show, and she's like, did you order a $64 dollhouse? It's like, nope, definitely not me. And come to find out, it was like in her cart at Target prior to Christmas. Never took it out of the cart. Yesterday, she was at Target with the kids, and she was scanning her little cartwheel thing, whatever it is, to get a little discount, and ended up hitting click and bought it, right? More than we need a dollhouse, right? We need God. We need God to show up. God is not simply a click away for him to give us what we want. The point of prayer and fasting, especially if you pray and God doesn't give you what you want, the point is more of him. Say, where do you get this from this passage? Well, look at verse number 8. He says, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. See, the point of prayer and fasting is not simply getting things from God. He tells us this here. And you might be asking, if you look at this verse right here, well, then what's the point of praying? If he already knows what I need, you're asking the right question. You're on the trail of getting to the right answer when you ask that question, because you realize that the point of praying isn't simply to get things from God, but to be with God. That's the point. That's the point of prayer and fasting. That's the point of this season for us, Mosaic, in these 21 days, for us to just be with God before him, on our faces with him. That's the point. Now, we're going to ask him for things. We're going to pray believing for vision for 2022, and we're going to roll some of those things out and share those things, what we believe that God is asking us to do. But ultimately, it's about being with God. He says, when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. God knows what you need. See, it's not about getting stuff from God. It's about being with God. It's not about getting something, but being with someone, about knowing someone. That's what this is about. Let that sit in for just a moment. It's about being with God. That the God of the universe, who spoke things into existence, wants to be with you, wants to talk to you. Not for you simply to ask him for stuff, but to just be with you. The heart of what happens in prayer and even in fasting is when you're in a room alone with your Heavenly Father, you realize that there's intimacy there. Maybe for some of you, your first step is to just create some space. To find a space. Jesus instructs us in this. He's like, go into your room. Do you have a room? He's like, I got kids in every room. Okay, find one. Find a room. Your room might be in your car. You shut the door, you turn it on, you leave the heat on, and you just spend time with God. It might be 5 minutes, it might be 10 minutes, it might be till you run out of gas. But do you have a place where you know that when you stop, God's there? And there's intimacy to be found with him. I think if we get this, it will revolutionize us personally, corporately, and even globally. God of the universe wants to be with us, wants a relationship with us. See, the most important thing in this world is not our spouse, our children, our job, our goals, our finances, our possessions, or even our health. The most important thing is our relationship and intimacy with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. The most important thing in the world, God, is that you would be worshipped and you would be adored, and that I would do that, and that all of these people here would do this. God, we want your kingdom to come. Because that means more people are intimate with you, God. Intimacy with Him. Prayer and fasting aren't primarily about getting from God, but about being with God. So a hunger is expressed through desperation. A hunger is expressed in exploration, and you know another shun's coming because that's how we roll. A hunger expressed through dedication. We pray and fast to explore our relationship with Him and experience the power of God of being used by Him. Your kingdom come. This morning, before any of you even got here, this is what we were praying together. As some of you were coming into this place today, there was a group of us upstairs praying, Your kingdom come, God. Your will be done in Winchester as it is in heaven. God, we're dedicating this service time to You. We're dedicating 2022 to You, asking You to help us to live by the vision that You've given us, to live, to love, to labor for the glory of Christ. We are dedicating this year to You, God. This is why we're doing this together. He said, well, Jesus says to do it on your own. Well, all throughout the Scriptures, we see corporate fasts. We see this in Samuel. We see it in Daniel. We see it in Acts chapter 13. That's one of my favorite passages. Acts chapter 13, when the church was seeking to send people out, it says they prayed and they fasted together, asking God for wisdom. And guess what they did? They set apart Paul and Barnabas for the task. How did they know who to send out? God told them. God still speaks. Do you believe that, Mosaic? God tells us what to do. He speaks through His Word. He speaks through His Spirit. And right in Acts chapter 13, we see that the church was seeking to send people out. Mosaic, do you know that we want to do that too? In 2022, what we're praying for is several things. One, that God would save 100 people. God would save 100 people, that 100 people who were on their way to hell, eternally separated from God, would know God and be in relationship with God. We're praying for that. That's crazy. It's never happened, I don't think, in the history of Mosaic. 100 people coming to faith. We're praying for that. We're praying for 50 people to get baptized. We know that those conversations take discipleship and conversations and helping them to understand what it means to take a step of faith and obedience to Jesus. We're praying for 50 people to get baptized. We're praying for 50 new members to grow our church. We're praying for this. What is this about? This is all about us dedicating this year to saying, God, this is what we want. You may change it. You may tell us something else. It may be too small of a goal. It may be too big of a goal. But we are dedicating 2022 to this, God. We want to see 5 new small groups launched. 5 new ones. Brandon is moving his group in February to this building because we need a group right here in Winchester. Right in the city. And we want to see that group multiply out. We want all of our groups to multiply. But we want to see 5 new groups started. Maybe God's calling you to be a part of that, to dedicate your life to walking alongside people and helping them understand God's word and discipling people. Here's a big one. Just like in Acts 13, we're praying that God would allow us in 2022 to plant another church. Plant another church. Or to launch another campus. We have several opportunities that we're talking to other individuals about, and you'll hear more about that throughout this series as things progress. But we're praying that God would allow us to see the gospel expand through the Shenandoah Valley. From the time I came here in June, as the lead pastor, I was like, God, what do You have for us? And God gave me a heart for the Shenandoah Valley, that people should not have to drive 40 minutes, 50 minutes to get to a gospel preaching church. But there should be a church in their neighborhood where they can invite their friends who aren't Christians to hear the good news of the gospel. What's this about? It's about what Jesus prays and teaches us to pray right here. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Winchester as it is in heaven. We can get so specific about that because I believe that God has a plan for us here in Winchester to be a part of His kingdom coming forth. I love Acts 13 because they are worshiping God and they're fasting together and dedicating themselves to Him and seeking God and His kingdom, and God tells them where to go and who to send. They send this guy Barnabas and they send this guy named Saul. This guy named Saul, he's not even Paul yet, right? They're afraid of this guy. They set aside Paul and Barnabas for the task. And God's going to show us exactly who we need to set apart for this task. It might be you. God might be calling you to be a part of the team that goes and plants another church. God might be calling you to be a part of the team that goes and revitalizes a church or helps us start another campus. God might be calling you to do this. How are we going to know? We're going to get on our face before God and pray and say, God, show us. Show us what you want us to do. Show us if you want us to be a part of this. God, show us. He answers our prayers. So we spent the bulk of our time answering the question why we should do this. And simply put, because we're hungry. Not physically, but we're hungry for God. That's why we're doing this, because we're hungry for God. We're hungry because we're desperate. Our hunger leads to us exploring and seeking intimacy with God. And that hunger leads us to dedicate ourselves, our lives, to seeking after Him. That's what fasting is really about. It says, God, I'm going to take what I would normally do, which is eat. And I'm going to set aside those few minutes. Some of us, it's longer. I'm a really fast eater, right? I was at dinner the other night with Jessica. She's like, slow down. Did you chew your food, right? Whatever time it takes you to eat, it's not about just stopping and eating and losing some weight. This prayer and fasting season is about taking the time that we would normally spend for eating food and spending it with God. Taking the money and the resources that we would normally spend on that food and then saying, God, what do you want me to do with this? Do you want me to bless my neighbors? God, do you want me to give it to the church so that your kingdom will come in Winchester as it is in heaven, that your kingdom will come in the Shenandoah Valley as it is in heaven? Because you know, it takes resources to plant churches. So God, we're going to take the money that we would normally spend on this and give it away because we trust that your kingdom will come and your will be done. It's not about just losing weight. This is about losing our desire for food, for comfort, and trusting in the living God that He will answer. So remember at the beginning we said we want us all to take one step. And I want to conclude with some practical steps. Here's the practical step. I want every single person here to go to the website and go to the resource page today. Today. Not so we get clicks on our website. We don't even care about that. Go to the resource page and say, God, what do you want me to use? What do you want me to use? Is it the devotional guides that are on YouVersion that you can follow and share and share what you're learning? Is it God, is it the prayer guides? God, I'm going to use these prayer guides Monday through Friday or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or whatever it is that God's asking you to do. I want you to get along with God and say, God, what do you want me to use from this list and then create a plan? Take a step. For some of you, your first step today is to put your trust in Jesus. To enter into a relationship with the living God. To simply say, God, they talk about pursuing you. I don't even know you. I don't even have a relationship with you. So your first step today is to simply say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm in desperate need for you. So the best way I know how, I ask you to come into my life, to forgive me of my sins, to be my Lord, my Savior, and my God. That's the first step for you today. If that's the step that you need to take, we'd love to help you take that step. I'd encourage you before you leave this building today that you would come talk to me. Right? Or Pastor Joel, who was up here earlier, Pastor Jonathan, he's standing right back there sipping on some coffee, right? Would you come talk to one of us and say, what does it look like to take this step of beginning an intimate relationship with God. Or lastly, it's to embrace and use these two things to help you remember. Okay, pray and fast. Got these from David Platt. David Platt got them from somebody else, right? So you can just write the words in your notes app or on a piece of paper. If you want these, you can email me. If you don't have a piece of paper or a pen or a phone, I doubt that's true, right? But you can email me, jamie@mosaicofwinchester.org, and I'll send these to you, okay? Pray. Letter P, praise. During this season, praise God like never before. Worship Him. I would encourage you, maybe your first step is to just not listen to any other music than praise music, worship music during this 21 days. Worship Him. That's what Jesus is teaching us to do. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your name be worshiped and adored. We're going to do this tonight. We're going to praise God. We're going to start our prayer time by praising God. We're going to encourage you to come in here. We'll have soft music playing with no words. And we're going to encourage you out loud to praise God. God, you're amazing. God, you're infinite. God, you're wonderful. God, you're a counselor. We thank you for that. We praise you for that. We're going to praise God during this season. P's, praise. Worship God for who He is. R, repent. This 21 days is about confession and repentance. Repent. Confess. Jesus tells us in this passage, forgive us our debts or our sins. Father in heaven, forgive us. He says if we don't forgive others of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. So confess. Confess your unforgiveness. During the times when you're not eating, God, reveal to me the sins that I'm harboring, that I'm holding on to. God, I confess, I repent of my sins as you show to me. So P is praise, R is repent, A is ask. This is about interceding for specific needs. So I would encourage you, we've been talking about this personal, corporate, and global renewal. So what are the things that are going on in your personal life? For me, I'm during this season praying for my uncle, Charles. Praying for my aunt, her name's Angie, who's estranged from our family. Praying that God will open her eyes and God will show her her need for the gospel. I'm praying for her. I'm praying for my neighbors, John and Monica. They might watch this, who cares? I'm praying for you that you would come to faith in Jesus and believe in Jesus and be changed by Jesus. These are personal things in my life that I'm believing God for and praying God for. But I'm interceding for others. He says, give us this day our daily bread, our daily bread. Praying and interceding for one another. There's going to be times in the evening prayer where we come together and say, hey, how can I pray for you? And instead of just hearing them answer, stopping and saying, let's pray right now. This is what I want to see become a regular rhythm in our culture, where rather than saying, yeah, I'll pray for you, we stop and we pray together. We ask, we intercede. Why is yield? Yield. You surrender your life to following Jesus wherever and however He leads. He says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We yield our lives to Him because we're hungry for Him. We need Him. We're in desperation. So that's pray. We praise, we repent, we ask, we yield. Now fast. Fasting is about focusing on God. F is focus. We don't fast so other people see us. This prayer and fasting series isn't about all of us getting gold stars on the chore chart of following Jesus. This isn't be like, oh, the super spiritual, hey, how many days did you get this week? That's not what this is about. It's about desperate need for God. We need you. So we focus on God. A, we abstain. We abstain from food and other things that desire your attention to hone your desire for God and more of Him. So for some of you, that's fasting from social media. For some of you, that's fasting from fast food, right? For some of you, that's fasting completely. A meal, two meals, three meals a day for several days. There's lots of ways. We put those resources out on the resource page. But it's abstaining from those things, not so that we lose weight or get a gold star on the chore chart, but so that we get more of God. S, substitute. We substitute eating and those times of social media or whatever it may be for prayer and study. This isn't about skipping meals, but it's about feasting on God. So we focus, we abstain, we substitute, and then lastly, this is my prayer for all of us, Psalm 34:8, that we would taste and see that the Lord is good. God is good. We taste and see that the Lord is good. And here's what I believe, Mosaic, that if we will corporately join hands and arms, link arms together during this season, that we are going to taste and see that the Lord is good. And that He's going to show us His will, and He's going to give us vision for the future, and He's going to provide crazy things. Like, one of the things I'm praying for is a permanent home for Mosaic. Permanent home. That's crazy, especially if you know how much we pay a month here. But you know what? We are praying to the God of heaven. Money is not anything to Him. So we're believing God for this. Take a step. Let's pray.